Today, another bill shock for households. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Well, that is post covering finance and property news, as expected and covered in my earlier posts. Due to poor government gas policy over a long period, leading to a gas cartel, electricity bills will rise by as much as 9% from July the 1st, according to the Australian Energy Regulator. The regulator released its draft decision default market offer today, which will see price caps for customers on standing retail plans lifted from 1 July. As a result, prices are expected to rise between 2.5% and 8.9% for customers in New South Wales, Southeast Queensland and South Australia, and small business customers face price increases of between 4.2% and 8.2%. So, mugged again because Australian households are set to face higher electricity bills in the coming months, adding to the pressure of costs of living, as I discussed in my earlier post. Inflation-adjusted annual price increases of between $60 and $140 can be anticipated, depending on the area. Customers in Victoria, by the way, where the state's Essential Services Commission sets its own default offers, can see annual price drops by perhaps $19 in some zones, but increase by up to $68 in others. The average across the five zones will be a $12 increase from last year. Now, the AER chairwoman, Claire Savage, acknowledged it remained a challenging time for energy consumers. We know that cost of living pressures are front of mind for many households and small businesses, she said. This is a very difficult time for many communities across northern New South Wales and southeast Queensland who have been or remain without power following ex-tropical cyclone Alfred. We've seen cost pressures across nearly every component of the default market offer, and we have given careful scrutiny to every element of the DMO cost stack to ensure prices are a reasonable reflection of the costs of a retailer to supply electricity. Now, of course, the solution is simple because the marginal cost of electricity is driven by the cost of gas. So we need to end the gas cartel, reserve gas for domestic use rather than deciding to let international corporations hold Australians to ransom, and stop the import of gas at international prices. And no, the answer is not to use more public money to subsidise the profits of the cartel while appearing to sound caring to households, nor going nuclear. The gas story is a massive rort, and households are paying due to the fact that politicians aren't doing their job. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.